Good morning. Good morning. There we go. Hey, it is my pleasure this morning to be able to introduce a good friend of mine, Robin Afric. Robin works at Good Samaritan Ministries here in Holland, and that's actually how we met 5 years ago. I was a lowly intern at Good Sam, and she was on staff. And we actually didn't talk all summer because I was intimidated by her. But thankfully, our paths continued to cross and we've become good friends. She is many things in this community, and she has tapped into many places in this community. One of my favorite fun facts about her right now is she happens to be the mother of the current state 14-year-old state champion in the 50 free and 100 free. That's swimming for those of you who don't speak that language. So she is the mother of three beautiful children, and she is gifted in the way that she sees the world and connects things with the divine. And she is gifted with words. And this morning, she is going to share with us a journal entry that she wrote years ago when she was going through a time of confusion and grief and lots of just turmoil in her life. And she's going to share that with us. It'll sound like it's in the present, but it's from years ago. But first, let us hear from the word of the Lord. This prayer from the psalmist. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good as long as you live, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. As far as the east is from the west, so our God removes our transgressions from us. And as a father has compassion for his children, so the Lord has compassion for those who fear him. For he knows how we were made. He remembers how we are dust. The Lord has established his thrones in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, O you, his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding. Bless the Lord, all his hosts, his ministers who do his work. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And God, we do bless you this morning. We bless you for the gift of this day and the gift to hear of how you are working in our lives. So open our hearts and minds to hear what you have to say to us. Speak through your servant, your daughter, Robin. In Jesus Christ, amen. Please welcome Robin this morning.
Hugs. Thanks. This morning, I sat down like I do for my devotions with the Lord every morning. It happens just after I get my babies off to school and I carve out prayer time before I head into my day, into my work, into the deep, wild, bottomless abyss of all my endless to-dos. But this morning, it felt different. I had an incredibly long, an abnormal shaped list of things that I was preparing to share with the Lord today, things that I was getting mildly agitated about. My aunt had just passed away a few days ago from cancer. My children were obnoxiously anxious about certain things in their life, things that even I, at my age, can't even begin to comfort. And oftentimes I find myself fighting for the same scrap of food as my 6'2" man-boy child high schooler. Or I vie for the same breath of oxygen as my 10-year-old daughter wanting all of me. And let's not forget my 8-year-old son, whose space we all share in both mind and body, because the expectation is so big for all of us. I'm dealing with a husband who is thick in the work of politics, the pressures whisking him away to far-off lands, speaking languages of French and love to car parts instead of me. He leaves me home to carry the gratitude of blessings we are told never to take for granted. And there's a father-in-law 5 miles down from my kitchen sink, reeling from Parkinson's, knowing the tremendous weight we carry of the responsibility, both culturally, physically, and financially. It sometimes adds to the simple dynamics of just pouring cereal on your milk, or milk on your cereal, and smiling to people every day. Lord, at my age, I shouldn't have to deal with this, right? Not all at once. And God, here I'm struggling to just maintain a decent sense of normalcy, whatever that is. And God, I'm not even home yet, and I'm leaking out prayers as though I can't hold myself from going to the bathroom. I white-knuckle my steering wheel, feeling the emotion well up like wine warms the cheeks and the blood. I drive back in my minivan the way obedient mothers do when they're done dropping off their children, and I start my day well before my feet hit the floor. I open up my prayer book to a random chapter, and all it says is, "Be present. Be present with the Lord." Lord, where do you think I've been this whole time? I'm present with you. I'm always here. I'm praying to you. I'm talking to you every day. I'm your daughter. I'm here. There's pastors every round, hundreds of churches in my neighborhood. Hello, how can I not see you? How can I not be present with you? I looked harder at the pages, fishing for words I might have missed, words that might have said to keep presenting my prayers to the Lord. But no, there was nothing, just white space and 7 little words that said, "Be present. Be present with the Lord." And I screamed, "I am." And in that second, the Holy Spirit whispered back, "According to who? According to you or the great I am?" I swallow, feeling like a little girl standing next to my earthly father, interrupting my stubborn 7-year-old determination to prove that I knew what it means to grow up. Until he lets me rant, until he lets me rage, and after all my steam has been let out, he turns to me sternly but with love and says, "There now, are you finished?" And I know what that means. I know because I heard him, but I didn't listen. I turn back to the book. My hands lax as I flip the page. There on the other side, a simple prayer. "Father, forgive us, for we forget so easily that our days are numbered, that you know already our past and future, and all we have right now is our present moment. In this moment lies the greatest gift that you will ever give, pure and holy, filled with the richest experience, waiting for us just to open it and recognize it. If we can't see it, we throw it away like diamonds in the garbage. We trade all of this manna heaven for box-filled food, stuffed with fillers and preservatives, and we usher the kingdom right from underneath ourselves." I pause because my mind starts wrestling with all the cliches I hear growing up as a Christian Reformed church kid. God is good. God is great. Let us thank him for our food. It was spoon-fed to me in broccoli casseroles on Sundays, always raised in Christian homes with Christian expectations, Christian communities, and the so-called Christian love. And after a while, you know the answer before you allow it to transform you. But I was never present enough to be transformed. "Father God," I said, "I am that friend who comes rushing into your presence and steals every last ounce of goodness to turn it into something I need and I want." I even tried to explain to him how ignorant I was and stubborn, and as my prayer request turned mush-like into laments and humility, he puts his finger to my heart and says, "Robin, hush." After this, I close my eyes and I look before me, and I see people gathered in a huddle, praying nonstop. Their words were mumbled, but their hearts were on fire, seeking his attention for their petitions before him. He told me, "They've been there all day like this, some of them for weeks." And then he widened my view, and before me I saw not just a few, but tens, hundreds, and thousands of people praying, crying, presenting their laments, their prayers, their worries, their hurts, their needs for the day, the past, the present, the vision for their future, their castles, and their wants. But he said to me, "Not one of them is present with him. They were stuck in their heads, asking God to find them instead." He said, My daughter, these things go on like this daily, and they're like crying children. You know, the children that never seem to stop? And yes, while I tell my people to always present their prayers and their anxieties to me, I still want you to just hear me. It never stops. even after they're answered. I looked at myself trying to remain still long enough to hear what he was trying to tell me without directly telling me. And I looked at myself with my loaded prayers and my ability to chime in with the rest of them, to add to the chorus of crying children, to be another one, hearts begging, tears flowing. I looked up for a moment and saw this beautiful patience that I'd never known before. It sat there staring back at me, piercing my soul. He waited for me to be present enough so I could hear him. After I quieted my soul long enough to be present, I heard my Lord today, and I heard what he hears from where he sits and what he may actually desire after he hears our desires day after day after day. I heard my Lord today. I heard the overwhelming wailing from women across the world and the military moms who are all praying for their sons, the children starving, the dogs howling, the labor pains of the world, and the never-ending cries from the ones who are dying and the ones who are being born. It was humming. It was haunting. It was a constant noise in my ears. And he still sat there waiting for my prayer. I opened my mouth, and instead, what came out was a song, a love song. I sang the first song that came to my mind. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. And after this song released, with tears streaming down my face, I realized I had been heard. He heard me above the wails, above the static, above the noise, above the constant buzz of needs, wants, and cries. I became a sweet, sweet song in his ears. And it gave me the greatest joy. I was so filled. I looked back on the people who were praying, who were humming, who were crying, and I sang it again, only this time louder. And I sang it asking, no, begging the people to turn their prayers of worry and concern into a love song for the Lord. To be able to be a praise, a sweet something in his ears, a king who already knows our concerns, who already knows our worries. Can we just for a moment give our Lord a break and worship him and to consider him? To be present is to know you. I want to be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears, Lord. In closing today, I just ask that we all maybe sing that song, and as you lift up your prayers to the Lord, just sing, I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King. We'll say thank you and to go in peace.